Video ball is a piece of electronic equipment. Video ball is a sport you can play. Video ball is a sport everyone can play. Go play video ball. More info at videoball.net.
It is the Chicago Verse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Haima Black here at Virgin Hotels with Dynasty Podcast. We are live for another Sunday night here. Shout out the whole Virgin Hotel team for having us back here again. To my left, we have Madison Keenan with Dynasty Podcast running the AV. Madison doing an awesome job with all things digital for Dynasty Podcast. So huge shouts for her keeping us on here tonight. Tonight, we have an awesome night of guests. We have Roger Tino Morales from the Chicago Tribune. Logan Cage, we're going to talk to in just a moment. Elizabeth Wieland, who we're going to talk to shortly. And Raven Lene tonight. We're going to start here with Logan Cage. How are you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm tired, but I'm good.
Yeah. Thank you for coming up tonight.
I feel like I'm always tired. Thank you guys for having me.
You're somebody who I've seen doing a lot of really cool work in the city. I think everyone's kind of been seeing your name for a while, and we've wanted to have you on the podcast for a while, so I'm really glad we have you up here tonight.
For sure, man. It's dope.
Yeah.
I really like the environment.
Yeah, it's a great space here at Virgin. So, you know, we always start these interviews kind of asking about the origins of your creative background. Like, how did music come into your life? How did you get started as an artist? Like, bring us into where that began.
Well, I would like to think, like, it started with my dad, and, like, from a young age, he really just got me into hip-hop, and, like, I know in one of my songs on one of my recent EPs, I talk about being, like, 8 years old, and my dad had this, like, Tupac cassette or something like that, and he used to smoke a lot of weed, so I would, like, sneak on the back porch and smoke his roaches and listen to his tapes and shit. I was, like, 8 years old. Like, my mom checked me on this, like, 2 weeks ago. She heard the song and she was like, "So really, you were smoking at 8 years old?" And I'm like, "Yeah, but I mean, it is what it is. This is my story. It's like, I can't, you know, I'm not gonna fabricate it."
And you were able to keep that hidden.
Until I revealed it. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. You were a sly 8 year old man.
Bro, you don't even know, man. You don't even know.
So, how long have you been making music, you know, under your name Logan Cage? Like, you know, in a sense that people are aware of it.
Well, I started off as Logan. It was honestly on just some having fun type shit. It wasn't meant to be serious until I started getting views. And plays, that's when I started taking it serious. And I just changed my name. I added the Cage this year. So Logan Cage is like kind of new. Before it was just Logan. But I was just a dumb teenager. I didn't know what I was doing.
So how do you feel like you've kind of matured since then with your music then?
I feel like it's bigger. Like, it's just more broad. The production is going to a whole nother level. Like, with this next project, everything is just going to be way, way bigger than it was before. I only have one mixtape out and two EPs, so there's not much work to kind of, you know, go back and look on, but I'm aiming towards the future, and it looks bright.
But you just dropped Still Iconic pretty recently. Like, that was October, right?
Yeah, like a month ago.
Yeah, so that's like a very new work. Like, do you think people, like, does it feel like people are responding to that and like receiving it?
People are rocking with it for sure. I mean, the EPs that I dropped this year were more so for me as opposed for anybody else. I was just trying to get stuff off my chest.
Three and five. Sorry, we're talking about volume while we're doing this.
You're good. I don't even matter. No, I'm playing.
No,
I'm
want
playing.
But to hear you.
No, I feel you. But yeah, these EPs were just like for fun. This whole year, I've just been having hella fun because 2015 was so stressful on me. So like 2016, I came in like, bro, I don't want to drop a mixtape. I told Flight, who's my producer, at the beginning of the year, I don't want to drop no full length project this year. I just want to have fun, travel, turn up, and you know, live life.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about 2015 for a second, because that was obviously a really, like, impactful year for you.
For sure.
For anyone who doesn't know, you were involved in a shooting on the receiving end, right?
Yeah.
What was that like? Like, I mean, I can't even fathom what that experience would be.
It was some Chicago shit, man. It was crazy. My friend got shot 5 times. My other homie got shot 3 times, and I got shot in the back of the head. And it was, like, it was honestly the craziest moment of my life, and I... Like, if anybody, if you've ever been in that position where you're, like, damn near hopeless, you have nowhere to go. You know what I'm saying? It's just, like, bullets flying, and you just sitting there, like, waiting to get hit type shit. You know what I'm saying? Because we was in the car, and I was sitting in the middle. I can't just jump out the car. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and you were on the expressway, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's nowhere to go.
And last year, we were just on some, 2015 was crazy. We was on some hot shit, like, living like we weren't getting money. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, it was just weird, man. I was in a dark space, but I'm glad all of that is behind me. Like I said, 2016, I just wanted to work hard and have fun and put all of that, leave it in 2015. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
And this year, I haven't had no bullshit come around me.
Well, I mean, when you have, like, a traumatic event like that happen, does that really change your perspective and your kind of, like, direction and ambition like that?
For sure. It opened my eyes, and it made me realize a lot about myself. Like, I cut off a lot of people. Yeah, man, it was just, every time I think about it, I just get, like, my anxiety starts going through the roof because it was literally out of my control, you know?
Well, yeah.
But I definitely have, like, more appreciation for life. You know, I tell my mom I love her every day. I tell my sisters I love them every day because I didn't expect that to happen at the moment it happened to me. So you never know when it can happen again.
So right now you're in a better place, it sounds like, than you were last year.
I like to think so.
Yeah. And you're already, even though Still Iconic just came out, it sounds like you're already looking at new music for next year, right?
Oh, yeah. I dropped like 50-some songs this year, including features. And like I said, none of this was meant to be, you know. People will tweet me about my EP and be like, yo, your album's dope. And, like, I fuck with you because you're my fan, but please don't call it an album.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's literally just songs that I just had, bro. So people take a lot of stuff too serious. This whole year was just about fun, man.
So the next project is called Today and Tomorrow. Is that, like, an album? Is it a mixtape? Is it an EP?
It's a full-length project. It's okay. my sophomore tape. It's, loosely based off Yesterday and Today by the Beatles, mm-hmm. because I just started getting into the Beatles like a year ago, and I super rock with them, and they're very inspirational and so iconic, no pun intended, but
sure.
They're just like super iconic, man. And I John Lennon, Paul McCartney, all of them, George Harrison, Ringo, it's something about them. I gravitated towards them the moment I heard it.
Yeah. So next year, do you have, like, a timetable from that it's going to hit, or is it too early to say?
It's too early, man. I'm, like, halfway through the project. I've scrapped it 4 times already. I really don't care about timing. I don't care about, like, none of that. As long as the music's there, I feel like it's going to do what it's supposed to do. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So, like, I'm not working on nobody's timetable. I'm not doing this because somebody thinks that I should drop it around this season or around this season. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's none of that matters to me. All that matters is the quality of the music and me being happy.
Now, I know you do a lot of features, a lot of collaborations. You know, Saba, Rocky Fresh, Taylor Bennett. Those are just a couple of the names.
Yeah,
you know,
my friends.
Chicago artists. Yeah, that you've collaborated with. Like, who do you think or consider your network to be? Or, like, you know, who are some artists that you, like, you know, return to working with again and again?
Me and Taylor got a few songs. Me and Saba definitely worked together multiple times. Honestly, man, the more organic it is, the better. Like, I don't try to force nothing. If it happens, it happens. If it don't, it's never anything personal. You know what I'm saying? I would love to work with all those guys again.
Yeah.
You know, I like working with people that I actually genuinely rock with, like my friends, like I said. You know, paid features is another, that's a whole nother, you know what I'm
right.
saying?
But everybody that you like, all these Chicago artists, that's like, that's your network.
Yeah, I rock with Chicago, bro. I want to see Chicago win at the end of the day, so if you cool people and I rock with you, let's work.
Well, I mean, that's another thing we talk about a lot on this podcast, is like, how do you view the music community or the creative community in Chicago? Like, how do you think that works for you versus being, you know, like, obviously you haven't moved to L.A. or New York.
No, I haven't. I've never even been to L.A.
Really?
Yeah. I'm, like, super Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're here for it. Who are some artists that you want to work with in this city that you haven't yet?
Probably like Chano, Vic.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I mean, those are the big two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've talked to Raven about working. I've worked with a lot of people that are like my friends already, so it would just be like people that I see all the time that are cool, that if we get into the studio, let's see what we come up with. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? But for sure, like Chance, Vic, you know, maybe somebody like Common.
Sure.
Yay, like, you know, just...
The legends.
Bigger. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? No offense to anybody that I've worked with, but it's just like, I want to take it to the next level.
Yeah, absolutely. And you worked with Roger Tino Morales here from the Chicago Tribune that we're going to talk to shortly. How was that experience working with Roger? We're going to ask him the same question.
Juggernaut is my family, bro. So yeah. That was a dope experience. It was me, Kane, Show You Suck, and Joey. Mm-hmm. We did a cypher. Please don't go watch that. Watch that for them. Don't watch me because I was like 50 pounds heavier than I am now. I was going through some shit. So just kind of like exclude me when you watch that. But yeah, Juggernaut's the family.
Yeah, Juggernaut's always been doing big things here.
I got their jersey on right now.
Yeah. The new album, new project on the way next year. What else is on deck for you in 2017?
That's pretty much my focal point. That, staying safe, you know, helping my OG at the crib. Trying to get my dad home soon, man. You know, it's a lot of bullshit going on. But for the most part, just staying positive, being happy, and making this beautiful music.
Yeah, man. And, you know, finally, like, it's kind of the note we often end on is, like, for anyone who's looking at what you're doing and who wants to do something similar, not the same thing as you, but who also wants to start with music or anything like that, like, what advice would you give someone younger looking to start out?
Honestly, just follow your gut. And if you do start off, like, a lot of people start off for fun. If you do start off for fun, if you start getting recognition and notoriety, don't take it for granted, man, because this stuff could change your life. I've seen people blow up overnight that I never would have expected, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I've seen people that were gassed up fall off. So kind of just tune out all of the other shit and focus on you and your team and your family. And kind of just, you know, follow your gut, bro, and chase your dreams. Anything is possible. Don't let them tell you can't do nothing. I'm a dropout, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing better than a lot of people I went to school with that were getting straight A's, you feel me?
Well, it's because you got that drive, though. And it sounds like you're coming from a really grounded place right now after kind of having this really traumatic experience.
Yeah. I hate that word. I hate traumatic.
Traumatic?
Because people be trying to tell me, oh, yeah, you had a traumatic experience or PTSD this or... No. Stop it.
Okay. All right, man. But you're a survivor. You're here.
Definitely.
Logan Cage, the record's called Still Iconic. That's out now.
And the new wave. The new wave is still relatively new.
Yeah.
Shout out my bro Malcolm London. We got a lot of work that we've dropped this year.
And he's doing huge stuff, obviously.
For sure. He just did something with Billboard. We got more records.
That was a really good look for Chicago.
For sure. They should have threw me in there, but it is what it is, man. A lot of people don't show me love, but it's all good. I kind of stick to myself anyway.
But you know what, man? It's like, this is how it works in Chicago. It's like, you just keep working, and then the people that don't show you love, they catch up when somebody else starts showing you love.
Yeah.
I've seen that happen a million times. That's how Chicago works.
Unfortunately. But, you know, a lot of good could come from that, too.
Yeah. I think it makes people work harder.
Definitely. It's made me work harder.
Yeah.
Because I know, I see a lot of people that are, like, bigger artists than me that have been doing this longer than me. You know, but I don't see that drive in them. I don't see that fire. Like, I see people take studio sessions for granted. Like, it's not, like, somebody don't got to pay for this or, like, somebody ain't sacrificing for this. Like, you put me in the studio and give me 10 hours, it's over with. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And then motherfuckers be taking 10 hours to make half a song or just write. Or, like, I'd be like, bro, y'all tweaking. Let me get that. You know what I'm saying? If you gonna take shit for granted, you could pass it to somebody who's hungrier.
Yeah. You got that hunger, man. It's clear. And, I mean, listening to that record is clear. That hunger is there. That aggression's there. It's like...
Which one?
Still Iconic.
Oh, for
just
sure.
The whole project as a whole, man. You're going after it.
Yeah. So, you should hear Today and Tomorrow.
Dude, I can't wait. And let's continue this conversation when that album drops.
For sure.
Logan Cage, man.
It's gonna be crazy, bro.
Dude, thank you for coming up. I'm glad we got to finally make this happen.
Thank you for having me, man.
Let's talk next year.
For sure.
Awesome, dude.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.